Nolan?
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Same to you and family.
Are you in South Carolina or Washington?
I'm at my home in South Carolina.
Well, I sure hope you have all the good things you deserve.
You too.
Nolan, I'm going to name this boy Tyler Abel, who works, he's the son of the Baltimore Sun publisher, and I think you know him pretty well. He works at the post office department now as assistant general counsel. I'm going to name him assistant postmaster general.
That's all right.
And he says he's a friend of yours, and he likes you, and he'll work with you, and I told him he had to get along with you. And
That's Abel.
Yeah, Tyler Abel. His daddy is a publisher of the Baltimore Sun, and his mother married Drew Pearson.
I see.
And he's his general assistant, associate general counsel now. You've had a lot of dealings with him. He's a young fellow, about 31 years old. He married Earl Clements, his daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, that suits me all right.
Well, he's your buddy, and I just wanted you to know it before it hit the papers.
Uh-huh. Well, fine. I want to talk to you sometime about these judgeships.
I want you to, you come down. Somebody told me.
You can certainly play Alice down here. They got it in an awful mess.
They tell me they have. They tell me they got it in a big jam, but they say that you want that hemp hill boy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, he's all right.
And somebody told me you want a fellow named Simons.
Simon would be all right.
They tell me that the head of the law school, though, is not too hot.
Well, he's not. You can't appoint him.
Well, that's who Strom wants. That's who Strom wants appointed.
He's too old.
Strom wants him appointed.
I know.
He says he's his number one choice.
Yeah, but you'll find with him, see, they don't appoint usually when they're over 60.
62.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the list. But they make exceptions. They made one. They made one in Texas, 64.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want to appoint anybody that you don't want, because you're a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right. If you could appoint him, go ahead, and then the other later would be all right.
Well, I think
I don't think anybody can keep him.
I think we've got to kind of work along with them, and I've got investigations going on, two or three of them, and I told them, and we just see what they showed up.
I tell you, one is hitting all the pieces and everything. Roy Powell, too.
Powell. All right.
He's on the list.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you about it when I get back.
That'll be fine.
Give that sweet wife of yours my love, and did she get my picture? We had a picture all made together, and I autographed it.
I don't believe she's got it.
Well, I autographed it a week ago. It ought to be up there.
Yeah, we've been down here now almost a week.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm an Olin Johnson man. I'll work with you any way I can.
Same here.
Okay, now remember this boy, Tyler Abel.
Yeah, here's the wife. I'll let you speak to
her. Let me talk to her. Olin?
Hi.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. How are you, Gladys?
Well, pretty good. How are you?
I've had a hard month behind me, but I'm feeling good. I autographed a picture of you with your preacher the other day. And
wonderful.
And I just wanted to say hello to Olin. I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you. Same to you and all your family.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Let me talk to him a minute.
All right.
Well, I'll see you when I come back.
Now, Olin, remember this boy's name, Tyler Abel.
Tyler Abel.
A-B-E-L, just like an Abel man. And he's all right with you?
Yeah.
Okay.